from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's Big Ten Media Week with Isaac and Sue.
This is a tremendous opportunity for everyone in our department.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app. Jump back to earlier parts of your favorite fan shows on the Odyssey app. The only way to rewind Portland's sports leader.
Big Ten Media Week on Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080.
We're proud to be here today and receive this invite and look forward to the future.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Monday. It's your sports bros, Rop and Sue. Yeah.
I spent the break reading about the the state of our public education, and it's just depressing. Do you know what we spend on K through 12 students in our fair land, just from what the states contribute?
Well, didn't we just talk about
the whole thing, though?
Oh, total?
Total.
So it'd be $16,000 per student? However many students there are times 16,000.
Mm-hmm. We spend $383.9 billion on our public education, K through 12 students, and yet we're producing morons. That just is sad.
Well, maybe you should get involved. Change the paradigm.
You would think that for close to $400 billion a year that we'd be better, and yet we're not. So
we think we are.
And yet we're not. So there you go.
All right. Well, coming up here, we will talk about Tom Brenneman being back and the Nick Castellanos phenomenon. Dan Lanning party planner, it says here on my notes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I can't imagine Dan Lanning planning parties. He doesn't seem like a party guy to me. Maybe a barbecue?
He is a party guy, though.
Is he?
And he had to recently plan a party.
Interesting. When was the last time you planned a party?
Ooh.
I'm going to say that's never.
Yeah, maybe never.
Yeah, I'm not, if you're waiting for, now, if you want to invite me to a party, sure. But if you're waiting on me to plan a party, we're going to be a while.
I get mildly jealous of people who commit to the bit and do like themed parties and like do it really well.
Sure.
You know?
It's a skill.
Like, that's really cool.
Yeah.
But there is zero chance I'm ever going to do anything like that.
Yeah. Like murder mystery parties, yeah. Or, they do like a, you know who has that vibe about him is Swag. I feel like Swag would do themed parties and send out like custom invitations, and he strikes me as that type.
Yeah, maybe. But that's just not me.
No, it's not happening.
But it looks cool.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Coming up tonight in the club, what do we have here? Oh. Mm. Oh. Well, we had big political news over the weekend.
Yeah, I would say so. That was fairly significant.
I get my news from Shams.
Boy, isn't that, you know how many people, how many political reporters are just livid at that right now?
And we have an uncontacted tribe showing up on a beach in Peru.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't think that's good news.
Not at all.
No, that's problematic.
That'll be in the club 6 to 7. Right now, the hot 5 at 5. Freaking punch it, bitch!
Oh! Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, darling, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue. Brought to you on the fan by Victorico's Mexican Food, the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Online at victoricos.com. Number five.
Now, I have done away with the Waze app because it got bought. It's basically the same as Google Maps.
Yeah, does anyone use that anymore?
Well, a lot of our texters...
That's what I use.
Yeah, texters are bringing up the fact that it's still a thing, and it does show where cops are.
Really?
And it has saved them multiple times.
Son of a beastie.
Yeah, so maybe we got to go back to Waze.
Well,
you and I.
I didn't even know Waze was still a thing.
Yeah, still a thing.
Because I'll tell you what, on Google Maps, it did not tell me that there was an officer sitting outside of Madras waiting to write me a $270 ticket.
Mariner star Julio Rodriguez injured his ankle running into the wall Sunday. They are saying no structural damage. He is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, the Mariners waving Ty France. They've gotten so crappy. They're like, just leave.
How about that? I saw, and I know he's not having necessarily a great year, but they got to be making room for like a young guy? Like,
I don't know, man.
Ty France is the problem with that offense?
He's out.
Well, they're tied with the... Because they lost two or three. I think they're tied right now.
Mariners and Astros are tied atop the AOS. The Angels are in Seattle tonight. Houston is in Oakland. The Yankees beat the Rays today, 9-1. Two bombs from Juan Soto. The Ducks pick number 2 in the annual Cleveland.com Big Ten preseason poll. Ohio State got 21 of 27 first-place votes. Washington was picked 10th.
Yeah, no
right
love.
Between Rutgers and Maryland.
No love for the Huskies. Now, I don't think Washington's going to be a contender. I just don't think they're going to be as bad as people think. There's talent up there, and Jed Fish is a good coach. I think they'll be fine until Jed Fish leaves for the Florida job in 6 months, and then Washington fan loses their ass.
Number 3 is Penn State, followed by Michigan at 4, Iowa 5, USC is 6th. ACC Media Day in Charlotte, Commissioner Jim Phillips said, their league will fight Clemson and Florida State lawsuits for as long as it takes.
Yeah, they're suing them back. So now we're just in a pissing match between Florida State and Clemson and the ACC. Saying, well, basically, they want out of a contract that they signed, which I still am not certain why everyone thinks that that's just going to be such a cakewalk for them to walk away from. They signed a contract saying that they have to pay hundreds of millions of dollars, and now they're like, yeah, we don't want that.
Quarterback Jordan Love is in Packers camp, but he will not practice until he gets a contract extension.
And they're fine with that, which, by the way, is cool on the part of Green Bay, that they're not going to make this into a bigger deal. And by the way, when they say that, that means that a deal is going to get done very, very soon.
Right. Linebacker Shaq Barrett suddenly retired over the weekend. He was fresh off signing a one-year, $9 million deal with the Dolphins, but says he wants more family time. He's only 31, and that leaves the Finns in a little bit of a precarious situation because Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips are both recovering from injury.
Well, and you would think, you know, $9 million, I mean, that's a good chunk of change to come back and play. But, and we've seen this with one-year deals, you get to a certain point, and if you've made enough and smart with your money, it's not worth it.
$9 million to Shaq Barrett. Meh.
Yeah, right?
Meh.
Yeah, I mean, Urlacher.
I'd rather hang with my kids.
Yeah, Urlacher did that, but Urlacher's was for like $1 million. I mean, $9 million is still a really nice, that's a good check. But for some of those guys, you know, it's not enough. The grind of that season.
Number two.
According to Blazers reporter Sean Hyken, there is optimism that Portland will be awarded a WNBA team in the coming months. That deal is not dead, according to him. Blazers wrapped up Summer League Sunday with a win over Houston. They finished 3-2. Donovan Klingon averaged the most blocks in Summer League history, 4.3. And for this, he made the All-Summer League second team.
So start hanging banners now. In all seriousness, in a Summer League where a lot of the top guys struggled, like Alex Saar looked terrible. Klingon looked the part. You know, the offensive game very limited, but from a rebounding defensive standpoint, I think if you're Portland, you're thrilled with the way he looked.
Saar had a game where he went 0-15.
Yes.
Whoa, I could do that.
I think you could. Shoot, I mean, I bet I can go 0-20. Just give me the rock. I'll turn and huck it.
Elsewhere, Warner Brothers Discovery, the parent company of TNT, says it has matched the recently announced 11-year, $76 billion TV deal with the NBA. That was with the NBA, Disney, NBC, and Amazon.
Yeah.
So now, no one knows what the hell's going on with where the NBA games are going to be on TV.
So everyone is making the assumption that it's the Amazon portion of this that they matched. It doesn't sound like the NBA wants them to match, and TNT is basically saying, tough cookies, we have the right to match, we're matching. And now in a shocking development, everyone is saying that lawyers will get involved, and we'll see what happens.
Well, it's a good time to be a sports lawyer.
Oh, gosh, yeah. It's always a good time to be a sports lawyer. Yeah. Imagine what the ACC attorneys and all those be like, what they're...
Oh, yeah.
Because that thing's going to drag on and
NCAA
on.
Issues, college football realignment, lawsuits.
Jeffrey Kessler is the guy that's always in charge of suing the NCAA. How much money has that guy made off of suing the NCAA?
Olympic opening ceremonies Friday in Paris. U.S. athletes have chosen LeBron James as male flag bearer. Nominated by Steph Curry, James already has 2 gold medals. The female flag bearer will be announced tomorrow.
Maybe Simone Biles?
In other LeBron news, Team USA won its final tune-up against Germany today, but it wasn't easy. 92-88. And LeBron, apparently the hero, he took over down the stretch with 8 key points.
Is it problematic that
yes.
you've now needed 40-year-old LeBron James to bail your ass out of losing to South Sudan and Germany? That's a little spooky if you're Team USA. I thought this was supposed to be a cakewalk to gold.
Well, they lost or almost lost to South Sudan. They were 43.5-point favorites.
Yeah, it's not good. That's
and as we mentioned earlier, South Sudan does not have one single indoor basketball court its country. That is remarkable.
So their team just practices outside? Like
yes.
Like all like
well, I mean it's good weather.
Yes. I mean, I guess.
Hey, I kind of like that. I kind of enjoyed it.
I mean, are they on concrete or is it hardwood?
Well, what's the average temperature in South Sudan?
Probably hot.
8 million degrees?
I guess you don't need, I mean, you probably don't have AC. So given the choice between playing indoors with no AC or outdoors, I think they're taking outside.
That's your Hot 5 at 5. It's brought to you by Victor Rico's Mexican Food, the most popular burrito spot in Oregon. Order now at victorricos.com.
Damn it, I found the temperatures, but it's in Celsius, and I don't know what that means.
I just did the same thing. I'm like, I can't do the conversion.
I have no idea.
What is how much
35 is degrees during the dry season. And I don't know what
35
that is.
Degrees Celsius?
Celsius. I don't know.
It's 95.
I was going to say 80.
It's 95.
It's 95. Right.
So there you go. So there's your average temperature.
That's hot as balls.
For a chunk of the year.
And they said most of the time it doesn't dip below 25, which is equal to 77.
So there you go. So who needs indoor courts?
Well, apparently courts, they do.
Courts.
Luol Deng, I guess, is building them some.
Oh.
Because he's got NBA monies.
Yeah. Well, he's made a lot of monies.
He's like the head of that program. I mean, he's essentially put that South Sudan team on the map and helped them
come along. Does it make me unpatriotic that if we lost to South Sudan, I would feel happy for the
Sudanese, the South Sudanese.
Yeah, I wouldn't be upset.
Yeah,
I would be like really like way to go, Team USA.
Well, but
then I'd feel good for the. I still don't know what to call them.
Even though
Sudanese,
even though Team USA won that game, don't you think the South Sudanese are doing cartwheels right now?
100%.
They're like, definitely, we're badass.
Yes,
they don't need to win.
Most historic loss in program history.
They were 43.
That is the most impressive loss.
Maybe more impressive than any of their wins.
43-point underdogs, dude.
Yeah, and you got beat by arguably the greatest basketball player of all time on a last second drive.
Right. All right, guess who's back? Tom Brenneman and the Nick Castellanos effect next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Castellanos lifts one a deep left field, going back is Reynolds. It is gone. A long home run for Nick Castellanos, his 14th of the year, 50 RBIs, and it's 6-0 Phillies.
Go down and get it, Slick Nick.
I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
Slick Nick did it again.
Yeah.
Over the weekend.
So did old Thom. He's back.
Yeah, Thom Brenneman. So the news has come out that Thom Brenneman is back. He will call ACC football on the CDEP, which I have no problem with.
No. He did his tour down in Puerto Rico. He
lost his job.
Yep.
He deserved to lose his job. And at this point, let's all move on.
Yes.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
He's the guy who was working for the Reds.
They were doing a game against the Giants.
Yeah, and he made a homophobic slur in between innings when he thought his mic was off.
Yeah.
So he got turfed. He went to Mexico or Puerto Rico, wherever. And now he's coming back to do ACC football. Well, the second it was announced that Thom Brenneman was back, Castellanos hit that home run.
Yeah. That's what he does.
Over the weekend.
That's what he does.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Tragedy hits.
So we've talked about this before. And yeah, it used to be that whenever the announcers...
We're talking about something somber...
Whenever the announcers on the game that Castellanos was in, whenever they were talking about something, yeah, like you said, somber, the death of somebody locally or whatever, Castellanos had a habit of just coming up and hitting a home run.
Making it awkward because you're in the middle of some sort of emotional thing and then you have to take a pause as an announcer and talk about Castellanos' home run.
And it really was the thing.
Yeah.
He did it multiple times. Yeah. Uncanny. Well, now it's morphed into basically any big news event, Castellanos hits a home run the same day.
Yeah.
Because they're saying when Biden stepped out of the race, so that was Saturday or Sunday? Was that Saturday?
That was Sunday, I believe.
Yeah, that he hit a homer 2 or 3 hours later.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so now we're saying that's the Castellanos effect, which, again, I ask you the question, are we not taking this a little, like, we're taking liberties with the Castellanos effect?
We are
because
taking liberties, yes.
If he hits a home run, every time he hits a home run, you could find something in the world that happened that you could apply it to.
Well, because the world sucks, and so there's a lot happening. But at the same time, you got to admit, the president stepping down, or not running for president and stepping out of the election, that's a pretty big deal.
But when did it morph from something somber on the broadcast of the game he was in to some world event?
This. Look, we're having a lot of fun with it. And it's, you know, when you're having fun, don't you want to keep having more fun? We've all done it.
But I don't want it to be manufactured.
Well, do you have the timeline? Because, like, we can find out at what point in time the shift started happening.
Well, I have a list.
Like, when did Biden release the note? Because if it's within a few, like, you know, if it's shortly thereafter, although it would have been better had they been talking, had the announcers been mentioning that the president was pulling out of running, and then Castellanos hits it.
From what I understand, and you'd have to fact check me on this, when the announcement of Thom Brenneman came out, Castellanos homered like minutes later.
See,
the Biden thing, it was hours later.
Yeah, that doesn't count. It doesn't. It's
they're trying to say that was same day.
No, you asked when did it jump? It happened right now. We're trying to shoehorn this in. This one doesn't count. And we don't want to cheapen the greatness of the somber Castellanos. And that's what you're doing now. We're cheaping it. You're right. It's manufactured.
There's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos. It will be a home run.
And I don't know if I'm going to put on these headsets.
That's still the best thing that's ever happened in broadcasting.
So here's the list. Okay. So you have the original Thom Brenneman, which is that one.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
Where he homers right in the middle of Thom making his on-air apology about being homophobic.
And being a man of faith.
So there's that one. Apparently, he homered. There was a career-threatening injury to Fernando Tatis, and Castellanos hit a home run.
While they were talking about it.
There was a eulogy for World War II vets.
This one I remember.
And Castellanos, as they were talking about it, hit a home run. There was a 9/11 tribute video that Castellanos homered during. There was apparently there was one broadcast where the announcers were apologizing for the opposing team's manager getting a DUI.
And he hit one?
And he hit a home run. He homered. Now, this one you're going to have to check.
Okay.
Apparently, he homered 10 minutes after Will Smith slapped Chris Rock. That was in spring training.
I don't remember that at all. But
see, now here's where we're starting to get a little loose.
Yeah.
We're getting loose with the facts here.
He homered on the day that Dwayne Haskins died.
Okay. You know.
He homered during a Memorial Day tribute.
Well, at least that's something.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Yeah. He homered. So there was apparently they were doing a eulogy for a local PA announcer during one of the broadcasts. Yeah. He hit a home run.
I'll be damned.
He homered during the Vin Scully death announcement.
Yeah, see, those are the real ones.
Those are the real ones. Those are the real ones.
He homered an hour after the death of the Queen was announced.
If you're the Phillies, are you just putting together, like, for a playoff run? Because the Phillies are the best team in baseball. Wouldn't you just put together like a series of little like vignettes to run at the start? Anytime Castellanos comes up, you should be talking about something somber, because clearly the universe is speaking to us here, saying that our man with a Slick Nick, he thrives off misery. This is what he does.
Do you have more, Isaac? Because I have a couple more.
Well, there was yes, I do have more. Apparently, and again, this list has to be fact checked. It's very hard to do that.
Sure.
Well, so I'm looking at a Philadelphia Inquirer article that
they
they're linking tweets to a bunch of these moments where people are talking about things. So
here's another one. Apparently, he homered when the Ocean Gate sub.
Oh, the Titanic.
He homered that day.
You know what? I do think I remember that one. I think we may have talked about that.
They're saying that he hit two home runs on each the anniversary of Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
That's a little creepy.
And he homered on the day of Trump's assassination attempt.
Oh, I'll be damned. And now the Biden thing.
And 3 minutes after, yeah. Huh, Thom is announced.
Three. Oh, yeah.
And then Biden.
And then Biden.
So the other ones that I had were he homered when the Phillies announced that Charlie Manuel had suffered a stroke.
Yes, I remember that.
He had a walk-off double an hour and a half after Willie Mays passed.
Well, okay, but wait a minute.
No.
Yeah, we're talking about doubles?
Walk-off. Mm. And maybe the wildest one, his first ever professional home run. The date was May 1st, 2011, playing minor league ball in single A. Well, that was the night that we killed Osama bin Laden.
No way.
Yes.
Has anyone, because Castellanos kind of seems like a red ass.
Yeah, he seems like a jerk.
Remember then the playoff run they were interviewing him? And he's
real bristly.
Yeah, he seems very bristly. Has anyone asked him, has he commented, but can you look and
his
see?
His wife has gotten all uppity about it. She's gotten like ticked off that every time something happens that like her and his mentions blow up.
Oh,
that,
God.
Yeah, he's not going to be. Because I was hoping that maybe he would embrace this, but knowing that he's kind of he's a little prickly. I was afraid that he would be all pissy about this, but how great would it be if he leaned into this? Like his walk up music should be just like the Undertaker's like death bell or some dome, you know. He should have something ominous when he comes to the plate. You know, just lean into that and have some fun with it. But he doesn't seem like the sort of guy that likes to have fun. He's a no nonsense sort of guy.
Pretty crazy phenomenon if all that's true though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of those are. I mean, they're just.
Well, we've talked about some of them, but some of them are like all of a sudden out of nowhere.
Yeah, they just
like
pop
Osama
up.
Bin Laden. Yeah. What?
Well, single A. I mean,
Jess Castellanos tweeted in September of 2021. PSA to all Nick Castellanos joke tweets: something SE happens every day in the world. Go find a new joke.
You see, really, like,
God,
why are you?
You know who she should get with?
Like that.
She should get with Matt Stafford's wife.
Yeah. She
Kelly.
And they can Karen together.
Yeah.
God.
That is,
and then
no
she
good.
Quote tweeted herself. Honestly, it's ridiculous how you all find such pleasure in such horrific, terrible events.
Oh, for God's sakes.
And then, hold on. That is her. That's the brother now. This is Ryan Castellanos.
So it's an entire family full of people that with a stick up their ass.
Oh no! But Ryan is actually making fun of his sister. He goes. Okay. He says, honestly, it's pretty ridiculous how you all find pleasure in these horrific and terrible events. And there's a deep drive into left by Castellanos. That'll be a home run.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So Ryan Castellanos, who has to be Nick's brother, quote tweeted his wife about it.
Yeah, I'm looking at Ryan here. He played minor league baseball.
Well, at least he's got a personality. He can't hit for crap, but he's got personality. He's probably the most likable of the Castellanos family.
Well, anyway. It's fun. I don't know. It is fun, but I feel like we're stretching it.
Yeah.
And we need...
Yeah, we need to go back.
And it holds up on its own. Like, we don't have to force it because there are enough good ones.
Yes.
That's the disappointment. I feel this way about sports movies. You don't need to embellish because they're great. Like, you take a good story that doesn't need any sort of fluff to it, and then you Hollywood it up, and it's disappointing. Like, just let the story stand on its own.
Yeah.
Let the Castellanos death homers and the tragedy, let them stand on their own because they can indeed stand on their own.
So do you think broadcasts have already started to, like...
Oh, I 100%.
Time...
Yes.
Announcements or like somber things with his at bats.
Wait for him to have an at bat, and then make sure you do it immediately following, so there's no chance of him coming up.
If I was a producer, and like I would 100% be doing bits at this point. Like, you know, it's someone in baseball passed away or some sort of national event. I would wait until I knew Castellanos was coming up to tell him, hey, by the way, it's a good time to
ninth inning, go ahead, runs on second. Let's fire something up, boys.
let's throw this out there and see what happens. Oh, good times.
All right. Coming up next, Dan Lanning, party planner. Here's Buck. It is Big Ten Media Week. As we mentioned at the outset of our show today, you probably won't hear many, if any, Big Ten Media Day interviews on our show because they're in Indianapolis and they will have it wrapped up by the time we come on.
Yeah, the time doesn't match up.
However, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday here on The Fan, make sure you tune in to Dirt and Sprague. And then Colin's show on Wednesday and Thursday will be Dirt and Sprague for 1 hour and then Danny and Dusty for 2 more hours.
Yeah.
So they're going to blow out Colin, and then Swag's back in Indy, and he's going to be feeding interviews to those guys. So you will get a bunch of Big Ten Media Day interviews, whether you like it or not.
You will like every damn minute of it.
You like that? You like that?
Kirk Cousins, Big Ten guy.
Yeah, he is Big Ten.
Yeah, the and Lanning and the Ducks are all there Thursday. I did see. So you said you guys interviewed Tyson Alger the other day.
Yes.
I haven't read his article. Is I-5 Corridor or something?
You are correct, sir.
It's I guess I could use one of those paywall links.
Or you could just pay for his wonderful content.
Subscribe. I could, but I don't, and probably won't. Therefore, I have not read that article. I did read one, though, about Dan Lanning. So Alger interviewed Dan Lanning, long form, some good quotes that were coming out of that.
Yeah.
A lot of people talking about that that little sit down mm-hmm. with our guy. I read one from Dennis Dodd of CBS Sports. He did a thing on Lanning about Lanning planning the planning his high school reunion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lanning's in charge of the high school reunion, huh?
Yeah, because he was class president.
Oh.
And so
I hadn't seen that.
That's part of the duty.
Yeah. And so he recently, it was their 20-year high school reunion in Richmond, Missouri, town of 5,500 U.S. individuals.
Boy, and Lanning really did it?
He did it. Yeah, he went back and he rented out a pizza place, I guess. And okay. I think in rather kind of cool guy fashion, which Lanning kind of has
up,
that
pick
vibe.
Up the tab.
Well, Dodd sort of alluded to the fact that Lanning put his card down for it all.
That's pretty cool.
Well, he does make like $10 million a year.
I understand, but I'm saying there's a lot of rich people that are yeah. asses. And the fact that he was willing to A, go back to his hometown, B, organize that, and then pick up the tab. I'm sorry.
He could easily have passed the buck on that.
That's a cool thing.
Yeah. So
that's the tip of the cap.
He did that recently after coming off a vacation with his family. He went and did that. And Dodd had some quotes from a bunch of his classmates. I guess. Lanning was a pretty, he was kind of class clownish.
Yeah.
Pretty fun.
Boy, that's a little surprising, isn't it?
Funny guy. Well, not really.
Well, he's very intense, but at the same time, I think he's got a really good personality.
Yeah.
Like he.
Oh, no, I agree. Good personality and fun guy, but I didn't see, I think of class clown as like the cut up, you know? And I don't get that vibe from him.
I could see it. Hmm. I just think he's a little more buttoned up because he's a coach
sure.
now, but.
Well, in football has forced him to be a red ass because it's, you know, it's what you do when you're a football coach.
Yeah, but when you're not a coach and the spotlight's not on you. And you're in the locker room joking around. Well, I could see him being,
and I could see him being. He's a man's man. I could 100% see him being a class clown, fun type guy.
Well, apparently, according to Dodd, Lanning wrote in one girl's yearbook in 2004. You know how he used to write at the last day. You'd go out. We would go outside, yeah. and we would all sign each other's yearbooks. You
100%.
Know,
100%. We all did that. I don't know if that's still a thing, but
I hope it is. That
I don't
cool.
either.
Yeah.
But he, I guess, wrote in one girl's yearbook, "Remember me, one of these days I'm going to be famous."
Oh.
Lanning wrote that.
Okay.
In her yearbook.
Bold move, trying to make something happen.
But, well, he's right.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, he's.
I would assume he's by far the most famous person coming out of that class.
Oh, yeah.
Would you be the most famous person coming out of your high school class?
Well, I don't know that I'm famous.
Well, I mean, I don't know. You're
definitely famous locally.
You're locally famous.
I don't.
Would anyone see? Here's the thing: if you go around your city, by Portland, people know who you are. That doesn't happen with many professions. It doesn't mean you're more successful, but I would make the argument you're probably the most famous person that came out of South Salina.
Oh no,
sorry.
Sir.
Sorry.
Central?
Sorry. No one likes the South Cougars.
Oh, those Cougars.
But Salina Central Mustang.
Salina Central. Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Is there anyone else that graduated that is a known figure?
I don't know. I don't go back to the reunion.
Never been, huh?
Well, no, because I would go if everyone was there and it was a big deal. But apparently it's just all the people who just live in Salina and drink all the time.
Oh,
and they go to a bar. I'm not showing up for that. No. But I would show up if they did a big thing where...
Lanning showed up at a pizza parlor. My guess is they ate pizza and drank.
Well, they said...
Dan Lanning.
He said there were about 30 to 35 people there.
Oh.
In their class. And their class wasn't very large.
Well, no, the town was tiny. You said it was 5,000?
5,500, yeah.
I mean...
But anyway, one quote that I wanted to... read you from Dodd's article that Lanning said. He said that because he was talking to all the people there in Richmond, and they were asking him about Eugene. Because, you know, it's so bizarre to me But I mean, I totally understand it, I guess. But the idea that people think that Oregon is like a foreign country.
100%.
You know, but I guess I get it because we're so far up here and most people have not traveled here and they have no idea. They only know what they hear on the news. Yes. You know,
Portland's a asshole and they know about the Oregon Trail and that's about it.
So his quote regarding Eugene was, "We love Eugene, that I can walk outside and in 15 minutes be on a river taking a walk and clear my mind. Everyone painted a picture of this place that's left, left, left. When you get there, you realize there is a lot of small town values I grew up with. It's a different coast for sure, but I think everyone paints this picture that it's super radical and it's just not." Mm. Lanning said that to all his people there in Richmond.
Okay.
Which I thought was interesting.
Well, I'm sure that, yeah, they view it as, you know, a bunch of, you know.
Oh, hippie liberals.
Hippie liberal pronoun, you know. That whole thing.
Yeah.
I can see that.
They need some insurrectionists. Little do they know, an insurrectionist is right here on Portland Radio.
And interviews their guy every week during football season.
Yeah.
We talk about it. Me and Lanning. We'll get together, you know, get some matching flag tattoos. Maybe he was at, believe me, that festival that I went to this weekend, that's in Oregon.
Did you run into Dallas Buck?
I bet you he was there. Dude, that thing was, we of course.
That's America.
That was America.
Yeah.
Indeed, it was.
Yeah. Fat, uneducated beer.
It was the definition of America.
Screw the learned people. No.
So we did, you know, because we've often played what's the whitest thing that we do on this show. And so we'll set the over-under on number of African-Americans we see. That festival had like 30, 40,000 people at it, and it was for 3 days. We did set the over at 4. Care to take a guess?
Under.
Oh, under.
Yeah.
One.
Hot.
One.
Yeah. Exactly.
One. One in 3 days. It was wide. It was
so that super. Was in Redmond?
Yeah, it was in Redmond.
And it was called what?
The Farewell Festival.
I think I saw something. Did they shut off a guy was playing and
Billy Strings.
Yeah, they stopped him.
Yeah, he was the headliner.
Because of the curfew?
Yeah, they hit the curfew, and Billy was like, "We're going to keep playing." They're like, "No, we're not."
And they cut his mics?
They cut everything. Turn off the lights.
Oh, my God.
That's brutal. I've heard of that happening at Coachella as well. There's like a noise ordinance in the area, so there's no choice but to shut it down.
Yeah, they don't want to get a lawsuit. What happened? The guy just walked off the stage?
He was done. Yeah, they shut everything off. Everyone's like, what?
It'd be like if I just potted down your mic right now, and that was it.
Please do.
Dude, it's the ultimate power play, man. He's like, you're done. Because they like, you hear stories about that. And it happens a time where, like, I've been at a couple shows where the person on stage goes, F it, I'll pay the fine. And it is a significant fine when you go over curfew. But apparently the Farewell Fest, the people of Redmond, there will be no fine. We're just turning your ass off.
So he went. So you got most of his show.
Yeah, got
it's
all.
It's just that he was going a little too long.
Yes. At festival shows like that, it is there is no encore. There is no fluff. Most people play for an hour. Well, the smaller ones, because there's three stages.
Yeah.
The smaller ones have like 30 to 40 minutes, but the big acts have an hour. And when they are done, it is over. And the act on the other stage starts playing. I mean, it is.
Yeah.
And then the headliner usually gets like an hour and a half, the closer. And when it's done, it is done. Like there ain't no messing around. Casey Musgraves closed it out, and she mentioned it too. She was like, "I don't want to get the lights turned out on me." So,
were you there for the Billy Strings lights out moment?
No, I did not. I did not make it down to the Billy Strings. I was busy being pulled over. We were going to try to make the end of it. That first day, we thought we'd be able to make the closing acts, and there was a incident with a speeding trip.
Screw the learned people! No!
Did not make it. Punch it, bitch!
Yeah, my buddy was there, and they were just laughing. He goes, "Dude, they just shut it off."
Fat, uneducated beer! Ah!
Said it was done.
Here's a text that says, "I feel like people that go to their reunions fall into one of two categories. One, showing off how much cool stuff they've done, or two, townies hoping to get some ass."
Oh.
I think that's pretty spot on.
That is really good.
Yeah, I've always thought it was people that were either unattractive and that kind of got hotter and want to show off, or the guy that wants to just go back and try to get laid by someone that he had a fling with or someone that he didn't get a chance to. Hey, that's usually the...
It's pretty apt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. We've had them. Like, I'm here. And now
did you go?
No, I've never been because we had...
Why don't you go? It's in your hometown.
I don't know. Well, once I was like, someone said I was on a to this day, it baffles me. I don't remember if this was the 10 or 15 year or whatever, someone like got a hold of me, someone that I knew, and was like, hey, just so you know, you're on the list of can't find for the reunion. I guess they you know, like they do a database.
Well, yeah, because they just basically take your old information from when you were enrolled.
Well, he does a radio show.
How on earth am I like on the list? I would be the easiest person to find.
You put the two names in Google, Jason Sakanek, and there you are.
Exactly.
It's not hard.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
But I didn't get the invite. So, I don't know.
Oh, wait, they heard who you were and they disinvited you?
I was uninvited. So I know that we've had like two, and I think I may have gotten an invitation to one. I don't know. I mean, I guess if I didn't have anything else going on, but
what year did you graduate?
97.
Okay. So you're coming up on 30.
Yeah, I know.
Bro.
Is it like, I don't know. It's...
I just passed my 20, didn't go.
Yeah, 20. I think as you get older and another 10 years passes, you start to consider it more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it's like,
well, I find it weird. Cause look, I fully admit, I'm a lot, I was a lot back then. I was way worse then than I am now. And so it's always weird because like, I don't hold any grudges to anyone, but at the same time, it's weird to pretend that you were all friends when in reality, I'm like, dude, you hated me.
Yeah, but that's...
And I didn't particularly care.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It is Big Ten Media Week. As we mentioned at the outset of our show today, you probably won't hear many, if any, Big Ten Media Day interviews on our show because they're in Indianapolis and they will have it wrapped up by the time we come on.
Yeah, the time doesn't match up.
However, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday here on The Fan, make sure you tune in to Dirt and Sprague. And then Colin's show on Wednesday and Thursday will be Dirt and Sprague for 1 hour and then Danny and Dusty for 2 more hours.
Yeah.
So they're going to blow out Colin, and then Swag's back in Indy, and he's going to be feeding interviews to those guys. So you will get a bunch of Big Ten Media Day interviews, whether you like it or not.
You will like every damn minute of it.
Here you on, like that?
Here on
you the, like that?
Kirk Cousins, Big Ten guy.
Yeah, he is Big Ten.
Yeah, the and Lanning and the Ducks are all there Thursday. I did see, so you said you guys interviewed Tyson Alger the other day?
Yes.
I haven't read his article. Is I-5 Corridor or something?
You are correct, sir.
It's, I guess I could use one of those paywall links.
Or you could just pay for his wonderful content.
Subscribe. I could, but I don't, and probably won't. Therefore, I have not read that article. I did read one, though, about Dan Lanning. So Alger interviewed Dan Lanning, long form, some good quotes that were coming out of that.
Yeah.
A lot of people talking about that that little sit down mm-hmm. with our guy. I read one from Dennis Dodd of CBS Sports. He did a thing on Lanning about Lanning planning the planning his high school reunion.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lanning's in charge of the high school reunion, huh?
Yeah, because he was class president.
Oh.
And so
I hadn't seen that.
That's part of the duty.
Yeah. And so he recently, it was their 20-year high school reunion in Richmond, Missouri, town of 5,500 U.S. individuals.
Boy, and Lanning really did it?
He did it, yeah. He went back and he rented out a pizza place, I guess. And okay. I think in rather kind of cool guy fashion, which Lanning kind of has that
pick
vibe.
Pick up the tab.
Well, Dodd sort of alluded to the fact that Lanning put his card down for it all.
That's pretty cool.
Well, he does make like $10 million a year.
I understand, but I'm saying there's a lot of rich people that are yeah. asses. And the fact that he was willing to A, go back to his hometown, B, organize that, and then pick up the tab, I'm sorry.
He could easily have passed the buck on that.
That's a cool thing.
Yeah, so
that's a tip of the cap.
He did that recently after coming off a vacation with his family. He went and did that. And Dodd had some quotes from a bunch of his classmates. I guess... Lanning was a pretty, he was kind of class clownish.
Yeah.
Pretty fun.
Boy, that's a little surprising, isn't it?
Funny guy. Well, not really.
Well, he's very intense, but at the same time, I think he's got a really good personality.
Yeah.
Like he.
Oh, no, I agree. Good personality and fun guy, but I didn't see, I think of class clown as like the cut up, you know? And I don't get that vibe from him.
I could see it. I just think he's a little more buttoned up because he's a coach
sure.
now, but.
Well, and football has forced him to be a red ass because it's, you know, it's what you do when you're a football coach.
Yeah, but when you're not a coach and the spotlight's not on you and you're in the locker room joking around, well, I could see him being.
And I could see him being, he's a man's man. I could 100% see him being a class clown, fun type guy.
Well, apparently, according to Dodd, Lanning wrote in one girl's yearbook in 2004. You know how he used to write at the last day you'd go out. We would go outside and we would all sign each other's yearbooks. You
100%.
Know,
100%. We all did that. I don't know if that's still a thing, but
I hope it is. That
I don't
cool.
either.
Yeah.
But he, I guess, wrote in one girl's yearbook, "Remember me one of these days. I'm going to be famous."
Oh,
Lanning wrote that.
Okay.
In her yearbook.
Bold move, trying to trying to make something happen.
But. Well, he's right.
Yeah, he is.
I mean,
I would assume he's by far the most famous person coming out of that class.
Oh, yeah.
Would you be the most famous person coming out of your high school class?
Well, I don't know that I'm famous.
Well, I mean, I don't know. You're
definitely famous locally.
You're locally famous.
I don't.
Would anyone. See, here's the thing. If you go around your city, by Portland, people know who you are. That doesn't happen with many professions. It doesn't mean you're more successful, but. I would make the argument you're probably the most famous person that came out of South Salina.
Oh no,
sorry.
Sir.
Sorry,
Central.
No one likes the South Cougars.
Oh, those Cougars, but
Salina Central Mustang.
Salina Central. Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Is there anyone else that graduated that is a known figure?
I don't know. I don't go back to the reunion.
Never been, huh?
Well, no, because I would go if everyone was there and it was a big deal. But apparently, it's just all the. People who just live in Salina and drink all the time.
Oh, well.
And they go to a bar. I'm not showing up for that. No. But I would show up if they did a big thing where...
Well, Lanning showed up at a pizza parlor. My guess is they ate pizza and drank.
Well, they said...
Dan Lanning.
He said there were about 30 to 35 people there.
Oh.
And their class wasn't very large.
Well, no, the town was tiny. You said it was
5,500.
Yeah, I mean...
But anyway, one quote that I wanted to... read you from Dodd's article that Lanning said. He said that because he was talking to the to all the people there in Richmond, and they were asking him about Eugene. Because, you know, it's so bizarre to me, but I mean, I totally understand it, I guess. But the idea that people think that Oregon is like a foreign country.
100%.
You know, but I guess I get it because we're so far up here and most people have not traveled here and they have no idea. They only know what they hear on the news, you know.
Portland's a asshole and they know about the Oregon Trail and that's about it.
So his quote regarding Eugene was, "We love Eugene, that I can walk outside and in 15 minutes be on a river taking a walk and clear my mind. Everyone painted a picture of this place that's left, left, left. When you get there, you realize there is a lot of small town values I grew up with. It's a different coast for sure, but I think everyone paints this picture that it's super radical and it's just not." Mm. Lanning said that to all his people there in Richmond.
Okay.
Which I thought was interesting.
Well, I'm sure that, yeah, they view it as, you know, a bunch of, you know.
Oh, hippie liberals.
Hippie liberal pronoun, you know. And that whole thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
They need some insurrectionists. Little do they know, an insurrectionist is right here on Portland Radio.
And interviews their guy every week during football season.
Yeah.
We talk about it, me and Lanning.
We'll
get together, you know, get some matching flag tattoos. Maybe he was at, believe me, that festival that I went to this weekend, that's in Oregon.
Did you run into Dallas Buck?
I bet you he was there. Dude, that thing was, of course.
That's America.
That was America.
Yeah.
Indeed, it was.
Fat, uneducated beer.
It was the definition of America.
Screw the learned people. No.
So we did, you know, because we've often played what's the whitest thing that we do on this show. And so we'll set the over under on a number of African Americans we see. That festival had like 30, 40,000 people at it, and it was for 3 days. We did set the over at 4. Care to take a guess?
Under.
Oh, under.
Yeah.
One.
Hot.
One.
Yeah. Exactly.
One. One in 3 days. It was wide. It was
so that super. Was in Redmond?
Yeah, it was in Redmond.
And it was called what?
The Farewell Festival.
I think I saw something. Did they shut off a guy playing and
Billy Strings.
Yeah, they stopped him?
Yeah, he was the headliner.
Because of the curfew?
Yeah, they hit the curfew, and Billy was like, "We're going to keep playing." They're like, "No, we're not."
And they cut his mics?
They cut everything. Turn off the lights.
Oh, my God.
That's brutal. I've heard of that happening at Coachella as well. There's like a noise ordinance in the area, so there's no choice but to shut it down.
Yeah, they don't want to get a lawsuit. What happened? The guy just walked off the stage?
He was done. Yeah, they shut everything off. Everyone's like,
it'd be like if I just potted down your mic right now, and that was it.
Please do.
Dude, it's the ultimate power play, man. He's like, you're done. Because they like, you hear stories about that. And it happens at a time where, like, I've been at a couple shows where the person on stage goes, "F it, I'll pay the fine." And it is a significant fine when you go over curfew. But apparently the Farewell Fest, the people of Redmond, there will be no fine. We're just turning your ass off.
So he went, so you got most of his show.
It's just that
he was going a little too long.
Yes. At festival shows like that, it is very, there is no encore. There is no fluff. Most people play for an hour. Well, the smaller ones, because there's three stages.
Yeah.
The smaller ones have like 30 to 40 minutes, but the big acts have an hour. And when they are done, it is over. And the act on the other stage starts playing. I mean, it is.
Yeah.
And then the headliner usually gets like an hour and a half, the closer. And when it's done, it is done. Like there ain't no messing around. Kacey Musgraves closed it out, and she mentioned it too. She was like, "I don't want to get the lights turned out on me." So,
were you there for the Billy Strings lights out moment?
No, I did not. I did not make it down to the Billy Strings. I was busy being pulled over. We were going to try to make the end of it. That first day, we thought we'd be able to make the closing acts, and there was an incident with a speeding trip.
Screw the learned people! No,
did not make punch it, bitch.
But yeah, my buddy was there, and they were just laughing. He goes, "Dude, they just shut it off."
Fat, uneducated beer.
Said it was done.
Here's a text that says, "I feel like people that go to their reunions fall into one of two categories: one, showing off how much cool stuff they've done, or two, townies hoping to get some ass."
Oh,
I think that's pretty spot on.
That is really good.
Yeah, I've always thought it was people that were either unattractive and that kind of got hotter and want to show off, or the guy that wants to just go back and try to get laid by someone that he had a fling with or someone that he didn't get a chance to. That's usually the...
It's pretty apt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I know. We've had them. Like, I'm here. And now
did you go?
No, I've never been because we had...
Why don't you go? It's in your hometown.
I don't know. Well, once I was like, someone said I was on and to this day, it baffles me. I don't remember if this was the 10 or 15 year or whatever. Someone like got a hold of me, someone that I knew, and was like, hey, just so you know, you're on the list of can't find for the reunion. I guess they you know, like they do a database.
Well, yeah, because they just basically take your old information from when you were enrolled.
Well, he does a radio show.
That's what I said.
In the town.
How on earth am I like on the list? I would be the easiest person to find.
Yeah, put the two names in Google, Jason Sakanek, and there you are.
Exactly.
It's not hard.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
But I didn't get the invite. So I don't know.
Oh wait, they heard who you were and they disinvited you.
I was uninvited. So I know that we've had like two, and I think I may have gotten an invitation to one. I don't know. I mean, I guess if I didn't have anything else going on. But
what year did you graduate?
97.
Okay, so you're coming up on 30.
Yeah, I know,
bro.
Is it like I don't know? It's...
I just passed my 20. Didn't go.
Yeah, 20. I think as you get older and another 10 years passes, you start to consider it more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it's like,
well, I find it weird. Cause look, I fully admit, I'm a lot, I was a lot back then. I was way worse then than I am now. And so it's always weird because like, I don't hold any grudges to anyone, but at the same time, it's weird to pretend that you were all friends when in reality, I'm like, dude, you hated me.
Like, yeah. But
and I didn't particularly care for you either.
But isn't that why a reunion can be kind of cool is that you go back there and all that stuff's water under the bridge and you see what people are up to now and you just nice and cordial and it's like kind of cool to see everybody and of course I never go, but
all those things you don't go, although you have to travel a ways. I do not.
Well, if they had a good one, I might go. So 40, I just missed my 30.
Yeah.
Because it was just a bunch of people hanging out at a bar that all lived there. Nobody was coming in from out of town.
Yeah.
But if they told me, hey, everybody's coming to this. We've got, 200 people checked off. We really want you there. I would show up.
Yeah.
We're doing something cool. I'd be there, but it's not that.
Well, I found out because like my dentist, the great dentist, Greg Gillespie, I went to high school with him. And I found out through him and then another gal that I was somewhat friendly with in high school, like, I had no idea. There's like a group of people from my high school and not like my class. And they get together like once a month or once every like 6 weeks. And like, there's like 20 of them. I saw the photo and they've been doing this for years and they all get together and like go to a bar or something, or they go over to someone's house. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't have contact with a single person from my high school.
Well, doesn't that defeat that? I think it's stupid.
Well, I was kind of like, wow, I was kind of impressed.
But I don't even get together with my wife once a month.
That's what I was like. Oh my gosh. And they were like, they couldn't believe. They're like, do you keep in contact? And I'm like, no, I don't have regular contact. And by regular, I mean any contact with a single person that I went to high school with. Is that odd?
I mean, I think mine's three. Like, and it's really infrequent. It's a couple times a year.
Yeah, I don't have. I mean, that's all kind of shaved off over the years.
Yeah. Well, this group. So shout out to all you bros and broettes, and you know who you are—the Gillespies and Natalie and Scotts and all those. They all get together and they do a big old kumbaya thing, and wear like Christmas sweaters and it's a whole thing.
We will wrap up the hour next on The Fan. All right. Well, none of us really into class reunions, but somebody saying on the Vancouver Fort text line, social media has really changed the idea of the class reunion, because nowadays you can, if you want to keep in touch with certain people, you can via social media, so you don't really need a high school reunion.
Yeah, but isn't that defeat the, like, I don't know, I would much rather get together, like, if someone said, hey, I recently got back on Facebook because I was I was selling stuff on Facebook Marketplace.
Breaking news.
Well, in order to have that, I had to so I just restarted my Facebook.
This is breaking news.
I've posted nothing. I will post nothing. But it's on there. Cause again, trying to buy and sell a couple bikes. And so, like, all of a sudden, I just got flooded with, I'm assuming, like, it's like, hey, this person that you know or whatever. So I've got all these friend requests, and it's a lot of people from high school or college that I went to or I went to school with. And I was like, I guess, like, I just, someone requests your friends. You're like, all right, click on it or whatever. But there's no, like, interaction or any. It's just, it's weird, and I don't post anything. So all you see on there is my weird little picture. And then that's it. And not one person has ever said anything other than just the friend request. And I find that weird. Like, and I would never reach out to any of those people. I find that weird. So I'm not blaming them, saying that you should communicate. But, like, I would much, if any of those people said, hey, do you want to get a beer? That to me would be way better than, do you want to awkwardly, I don't know, peer into someone's fantasized life on social
media? Yeah, you would
much
rather have a conversation with them.
Yes.
But
so much of it originally was about catching up and finding out what people had been up to, what life events had occurred for them, and now all that's out there.
Right. I mean, if you want it to be out there. Some people aren't on there. Yeah. But I don't know. Bobby Witt's good. That's what I know.
That's what you know. Bobby Witt Jr.
Double and a triple. 2 for 2.
All right. He'll be playing for the Mets soon enough.
All right, we'll get to the club coming up next. We've got hot political news.
Yeah, I would say so.
News you can use.
Is that the first time that's ever happened, by the way?
What?
That the incumbent, this, did LBJ run again, or did he
after
Kennedy?
Let's do some digging on that.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it. I feel like it has to be the first time that someone was running and then chose to stop running. I bet there have been people who didn't run again, but not after planning to run again.
It's just like, deuces, I'm out.
And an uncontacted tribe has shown up on a beach in Peru, and it's terrifying.
Yeah, you don't want that.
I'm interested in this.
So we will get to those items, amongst others, in the club next on The Fan. All right, well, none of us really into class reunions, but, you know, somebody saying on the Vancouver Fort text line, social media has really changed the idea of the class reunion, because nowadays you can, I mean, if you want to keep in touch with certain people, you can via social media, so you don't really need a high school reunion.
Yeah, but isn't that defeat the, like, I don't know, I would much rather get together, like, if someone said, hey, like, I recently got back on Facebook because I was selling stuff on Facebook Marketplace.
Breaking news.
Well, in order to have that, I had to, like, so I just restarted my Facebook.
This account. Is breaking
I've
news.
Posted nothing. I will post nothing. But it's on there. Because, again, trying to buy and sell a couple bikes. And so, like, all of a sudden, I just got flooded with, I'm assuming, like, it's like, hey, this person that you know or whatever. So I've got all these friend requests, and it's a lot of people from high school or college that I went to or I went to school with. And I was like, I guess, like, I just, someone requests your friends. You're like, all right, click on it or whatever. But there's no, like, interaction or any. It's just, it's weird, and I don't post anything. So all you see on there is my weird little picture. And then that's it. And not one person has ever said anything other than just the friend request. And I find that weird. Like, and I would never reach out to any of those people. I find that weird. So I'm not blaming them, saying that you should communicate. But, like, I would much, if any of those people said, hey, do you want to get a beer? That to me would be way better than, do you want to awkwardly, I don't know, peer into someone's fantasized life on
social media?
Yeah,
you would much rather have a conversation with them.
Yes.
But
so much of it originally was about catching up and finding out what people had been up to, what life events had occurred for them, and now all that's out there.
Right. I mean, if you want it to be out there. Some people aren't on there, but I don't know. Bobby Witt's good. That's what I know.
That's what you know. Bobby Witt Jr.
Double and a triple. 2 for 2.
All right. He'll be playing for the Mets soon enough.
All right, we'll get to the club coming up next. We've got hot political news.
Yeah, I would say so.
News you can use.
Is that the first time that's ever happened, by the way?
What?
That the incumbent, did LBJ run again, or did he
after
Kennedy?
Let's do some digging on that.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it. I feel like it has to be the first time that someone was running and then chose to stop running. I bet there have been people who didn't run again, but not after planning to run again.
It's just like, deuces, I'm out.
And an uncontacted tribe has shown up on a beach in Peru, and it's terrifying.
Yeah, you don't want that.
I'm interested in this.
So we will get to those items, amongst others, in the club next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.